So my first commercial radio boss, and this is one of my favorite anecdotes, because I was so upset about the concept, and it was my CEO at the time,
yeah.
That together we're having like the yearly staff function,
where they give you
a ton of money and a ton of everything, which is great. But they pulled me aside and they said, perception breeds reality. And I thought, and I said, what a stupid thing to say, is what I said. No offense, but we've warned you about this, Chris.
Yeah.
We've said this before to you, Chris. And I said, but I don't understand how that is, that is of any relevance.
Mm. Yeah.
The world will perceive you in the way that you will be treated.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Your own perception means all.
Mm-hmm.
You must understand, you need to have both.
Mm.
But hold on there a second, Miss Gucci. Right. It's what we think of you that will matter how long you stay at a job, how successful you'll be at it,
mm-hmm.
because whether we want to like have you as the, I don't know, the biggest, whatever influential human being on earth,
mm-hmm.
or not.
Yeah.
You see, and that's really upsetting, because that seems like control has nothing to do with your own life.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it's true. You can absolutely not do it 51% the one, 49%. You have to do it 50-50 for it to work.
Oddly enough, as we're having this conversation, you know, Donnie said something which is just like, I don't necessarily care about impressing other people. And as she said that, I'm thinking, and it's complex, because now I'm realizing to myself that, to be honest, I'm doing it to impress myself, right? And it's weird that impressing myself means impressing someone else. Like, let's say now in the case of us as students now, impressing myself means impressing you as our lecturer.
But you need the confidence. You're banking that confidence and validation, mm-hmm. which is fine. As I'm saying, 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else becomes unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the only thing in life I believe that has made sense in terms of actual perfect balance.
Yeah.
I was like, that, it's so hard to achieve, but that's what we need to strive for, you were saying.
Yeah, because now it's again, it's so weird. It's paradoxical, because it's just like, damn, it's weird, because now if you tell me that I have the potential to do something, mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, actually, I do, especially if I see it in myself. It's very rarely where I think of, maybe when we have our radio practicals, where you'll just be like, well, I think this is not going to work. And I'll be like, well, I think it does. You know, it's very rare. That would happen.
You're still wrong. But I like that you have to understand that you feel like you have mm-hmm. a very good grasp of what you do.
Yes.
For the amount of time that you've lived on this planet, one, and two, lived in a specific space.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring it to purpose. If you attempt too many things, you know, I mean, I think I've spoken to Nane. I'm like, I have so much shit I'm doing right now, and I don't have to do any of them. I don't, eh?
Yeah.
I can't help myself but do more,
yeah.
right? Then I need to. Always been like that, always will be. So I make peace that's going to be how it's going to be for the rest of my life. But after getting that existential crisis of like, oh my word, I am possibly part of the 50% failures in life.
Because mm-hmm.
there's no guarantee.
Yeah.
Don't be that fucking like egotistical to think, oh, but I will be. Come on.
Yeah.
Just because you see beggars on the streets and you see people that don't have homes or whatever it is,
mm.
you have nothing but an assumption, eh?
Yep.
Perception.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
That this person's there because, and we don't actually fill in the blanks. We don't care whether alcoholics or druggies or this or whatever, mm. or they can't, or they're terrible workers, they have found nowhere. We don't. We don't. We just say those are the people that are under 50.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had this, and I said this in the Soundtrack of My Life podcast, which is again nominated for Radio. But I said this, that I sat down and I felt existentially broken.
Mm-hmm.
that nothing of myself connected to anything of myself anymore in this one moment. And I thought, oh my word, I can't possibly, I was arrogant enough up to this point to believe I would always be in this 50%. But I tried, but I did my best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And why the came out in the other one.
Yeah, really, genuinely.
Yeah. And I sat there and I was like, whoo, I get goosebumps, because I was like, okay, here's the thing. Here's the stats. I can be either one, clearly, you know, you can. But I know the type of person I am. I will try. I do better than the rest. I am better than those that try to do what I do.
Yeah.
So I'll keep doing that. I'll keep doing that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I land up in this 50%. I was just like, now I start to think, oh, let's try this. No, let's try it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Because I have the, I know my own abilities and I'm very confident that I'm not going to go play soccer. I want to, that's how I wanted to make the comment for that, to let maybe that might assist people that are looking at, you know, the next step of growth. So now, purpose. What is your purpose in this life? Because I'm sorry, we don't know which religion is correct. So you might have another one. Oh, this might be it. I'm just saying, don't you want to prepare for like the worst?
Just in case, just in case.
Just in case.
Okay, I'm going to go first. I feel like purpose is gack. I'm just going to say that. Because I've been like, you get told what your purpose is by different people.
How?
And then like family, friends, teachers, lecturers.
What's your current narrated purpose?
My current narrated purpose is to make the world... Okay, this is the religious part. To bring more people to Christ, because that's what my name means, Christy, the anointed one of Christ, right?
Okay.
Right now...
I'm with you.
I don't know what the f*** my purpose is.
Okay, so that's my thing, is like... When you die, the legacy will die eventually, and that's cool, that's fine. But the thing is that you want to know that you mattered. The opposite and extreme and immediate and very reasonable is, then why the f*** should I be here?
That's where I'm at right now.
You understand?
Yeah.
And that's hard. That's a super dark space. Even though it's super, it's just right next to the bright light.
What kind of forms as a guidance, and this happens a lot with Gen Zs, right? Is, like I said, what other people think is your purpose. Because I get a lot of people that do come to me, they're like, oh my gosh, you're such an amazing person, you're so welcoming and everything. Like, I just enjoy speaking to you because you make me feel so welcome. You are such an easy space to be in.
How does that add to a label of yours? Because identity is an amalgamation of labels that we acquire through life.
But as time goes on, that title doesn't matter, or it differs.
That's good. That's cool. What if no one wants your help?
I think I'm cool with it.
Are you?
But, I think so.
But it's your purpose.
I really do think so. It is my purpose.
I'm not trying to be argumentative.
Yeah.
I'm saying what ifs.
Yeah.
Are genuinely, here's the assumption, and I want you to put this in the picture in your head. There's this race that you're running.
Yeah.
Okay. It's supposedly when you die.
Yeah.
Oh no, because I'm very blank, really, like when it actually comes to certain things. So I was like, okay, once I get to that finish line, then do I die? Because that's kind of not really my choice.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is, but you know.
Yeah.
But is that the point?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is that little, like, checkered, you know, little flag there? Is that?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy, I don't know.
I'm over it. I'm tired of being people's sponges, you know?
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
You want to break those boundaries?
Yes.
Give me three tangible boundaries you have broken to make as a, to display as a narrative for who you are.
It goes back to that blank piece of paper and that dot on that paper. I'm here to irritate your soul. I am so serious.
You sound like a dementor. I'm here to irritate your soul.
No, but I'm being serious because, like I said in the first episode, with that blank piece of paper and being that black dot, the world wants us to be a certain kind of way. And I've never in my life, I've always seen things differently. I've never wanted to follow where everyone is going, the crowd. It's like, for example, if Chris says, listen, okay, I'll respect it in that sense now because we've grown and all that. But I mean, like, in terms of, to make the example, if Chris says, I have an all-white party, you know, I'm going to come in black because why must I fit in?
You meant like, an all-white person party. I think the invitation was clue.
It's the dress code.
That's the thing. Like, I'm going to be that person that's going to come in this Cherise pink, you know.
But then we don't want to invite you anymore. What do you say? Like, you'll come to a wedding and come in a gown in a bridal gown and be like, what the f***, bitch?
I love you, but if you do that at one of my parties, you're not kidding me.
But this is what I said too. This is what I said to make the example. I said I will go with the rules, but I mean to make the example where people say, I used to go to church, and this is why the church thing comes back again, because I'm so passionate about it. I went to church and I used to wear these chains and these short clothes and these torn stockings. I still do. My face is pierced, like there is, my nipples and my nuna is not pierced, but the rest of it, you know what I'm saying? Like that's how far, but that's how far it goes. And they said it's not allowed.
But the thing is that nobody outside that church gives a f-.
Well, when you're in it, they do, because it's like there's this certain thing.
No, I'm saying to you, in your life here, nobody here, I didn't even notice it.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, and that's the thing. That's one of the boundaries that I broke, because it's like, you are preaching that God says come as you are, for example, and then I come as I am, but then you are condemning me, yet you don't even have the place to.
Do you feel as though you have broken the boundary? That means you have gone to edge. Educate.
Yes.
Have they accepted and have minds changed?
Their children look like me today in church.
Good. That's really
no,
cool.
Literally. Their children literally look like me.
Does that not fire you up to really do
does.
More?
It really does. And the thing is, like
what?
I am so spicy to a point where, I'm going to answer your question now, but I am so spicy to the point where...
We're all creatives. You know we can't focus on one thing at one time, right?
There's a specific person I'm thinking about that literally took my chains off in church and told me, God says...
Was it the pastor?
No, not even. Not even.
You need to take these off. You take yours, I'll take mine.
Not even the fun, but there's a specific person that took these chains off, physical chains, and told me that God says these are the chains that is bounding you and stuff. And I mean, at this point, I'm like 16, 17, 18, and I got the understanding to say, no, it's a spiritual thing, not a physical thing. You're not seeing it like that. It's because you want a specific view of how the church needs to look.
Yeah.
Wait. But now, their kids is literally everything Danae is, piercings, torn jeans, and all that. And I'm at that point where, like, I want to scream it out. Like, you know, status is a
yes.
thing now. You know, you throw shades. I don't throw shade. I throw the whole damn tree.
Give us an example.
I'm always on that of like, yeah, church, because they great me. I love these people, but oh God, you people.
you people.
Give us some spice. What tree have you thrown?
Yeah, I've thrown. I've been like, you know, like our church people hurt you, and it's like now we at a place today where you used to do this to me, but now your children is doing this. So what is happening? Where's my apology? Like, you know that way I told you, so that challenge accepted part of me is like, challenge accepted, and then it happens, and it's like, yeah, I can have my crown now, please, but no one is giving it to me.
But you don't, do you, so that's the thing.
Mm.
See, with achievement.
Mm, no one is giving it to me.
But you've achieved it for yourself. Way beyond that, I understand that someone shouldn't take the validation of achievement.
Yeah.
It's not the church never gives you acknowledges. Let's say your parents never, never of the any of those parents also.
Mm.
Well, that's sexy, pastor. You know, is there more to you?
Definitely. Like, if there wasn't, I would be at the end of the road. There's a lot of spice still coming. Look out, world.
Now that you've achieved it, what the f- else are you supposed to
There's
do?
There's a lot more. Because
tell me. Like, it's time for Gen Z to f- do something. Oh, that was very aggressive. But please, I mean, that's like, that's if, really we, if we're going to make a mark, if we're going to make a mark with this podcast, like, I'm going to say the shit. Like, do something now. Like, we're tired of also doing things, not for you. Yeah. We're just also tired.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we've still got a lot of juice in us.
No, we don't.
You have a lot of juice. Do something. For sakes, go ahead.
For me,
I want to know. I want to witness. I want to be an eyewitness to a Gen Z conversation.
Do you want to say something, Christy?
No.
Do you want to say something, Duma?
Why not?
You can start. You can start.
Me.
All, I wanted to fight and be like.
No.
I want to say.
I will cut you down off and cut you down. You guys are
Chris
not
wants to see black.
No, you are not agreeable as a generation. You have proven that to the world over and over and over again. This is what I need. I need that Gen Z. The one that everyone is making the fat fucking presumption on.
But
where have you disagreed with one another? I'm saying in general.
I have disagreed with, there's lots of parts, especially when it comes with Christy's chat, because I know she's learning and I've been there to a point where you need to go your way. And for me, yes, Chris, it's going to sound boring because I know you want the catfight.
I didn't necessarily mean like bring out the claws and scratch. But the point is you in your own environment, you have these heated conversations as we have been told that Gen Zers are super, like I say, super woke. Right. But that means that you have an opinion that is aggressive.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And your conversations are rich. I want to be witness to that.
Mm. I'm not a Gen Z, so.
Because
I personally, I don't think they woke though, like to the extent that society makes them seem woke. There's the disagreement. But I honestly don't, because I feel like they're still learning. Yes, they're doing what they want to do, but I find them struggling so much. Does it make sense? Like,
yes.
It's like, I cannot fail anymore because I don't like this feeling. So, but then you'll put yourselves in this place where it's just this bubble of y'all. So this is why I say, like, I can't see the woke part of it because yes, y'all will learn, but it's taking a little bit longer. You're just being rebellious, basically. That's how I see it.
Mm.
So woke? No. I am woke, baby.
I was about to say.
I am woke,
are
baby.
You putting yourself on that pedestal to be like, I'm more woke than y'all Gen Z?
Yes, definitely, because it goes back to experience. That's my thing. That's
an age thing.
No, it's not an age thing.
Okay.
It's an experience thing. Because you can be 50 years old and still not be mature or still not know how to work with money or still not know how to do things where a Gen Z can come at the age of 16 and know how to run a business. This is what I'm saying. It's an experience thing, not an age thing, not I've been on this, because that's what we always get from our parents. We've been on this earth longer than y'all. We know. No, you don't know. I know more than you think.
I will say,
you guys, like the way that Christy just looked at me was, you're like a character from the Muppets.
Yeah, like
or like a possessed Chucky doll.
What I will say is, back to the question that Chris asked us, who do we feel like has the right step and always going in the right direction? Exactly, because now also, it's just the thing of, like Donnie said, she's learned a lot of things. You know, I come to her with a lot of issues and she'll be like, oh, baby, I've already done that. You know?
In that accent.
It's all love. It's all love. But yeah, like, to be honest, yeah, Tane definitely, for me, she's the one who's taking the step in the right direction. And this is ironic considering that we are Gen Z except her. She's like a millennial.
So you're genuinely, I mean, I'm not trying to fuel the fire, but you're genuinely saying, as a Gen Z compared to a millennial, you have almost no standing, that you're actually looking, because it's the presence of one millennial, which is fine. Do you understand? Here's my thing. Like, let's say she is the way she is. So she's this unicorn that we love, right? Okay. But you can, you step outside and you find the complete, like hundreds of the complete opposite of what you thought was the representation of, wow, this is really cool, you know, of people. And that's when we start crawling back into our yard and we say, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Like, you're f***ed up. Mm-hmm. And I won't have anything to do with your, it doesn't matter, XXX, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Only mine.
Yes.
Because at least you're safe in the fact that you believe and, well, you're confident in what you think is right.
Yep.
But then the thing is, we're all, what I like about the people I surround myself with is that we're all trying to have an understanding of the world. Mm. And we always come together to share this understanding of the world with.
Can you do that now for us? Because, like, that's what I'm saying. Your understanding, share some of that. Because the thing is that this is how you're going to show that you do genuinely. She has her own power.
Mm. Yes.
But you just share something. Share your views in this world. What happens when you have a couple of tequilas, and then, you know, because that's clearly when you guys do not do this sober. Like, I'm just saying to you. And then it gets like, yeah. You know.
I disagree with the fact that Duma doesn't set boundaries.
Doesn't he? Because he said that.
He knows exactly. Okay, he doesn't set boundaries in his, can I say, interpersonal relationships?
Spicy.
Yeah. We had a big argument about it where it's like,
okay, but
he
but,
got f***ed over by this person.
Oh, well, hold on a second before you do, because I'm saying, I want you to use that as an example of why. So let's say, so his interpersonal, do you believe that that is, again, a conflict within the generation itself?
Yes.
How?
I would have to say, on Christy's point, right, it's not necessarily to say that I do not set boundaries. And I feel like this is where maybe me and her, we have a lot in common. However, there's one thing that we don't have in common, and that's how our belief in religion, because Christy's very religious and I'm not. I prefer to be spiritual. And the thing is,
There is a difference.
Okay. I didn't say no, it wasn't.
No, your face.
This is our parents. I've lived longer. I know the difference.
But yeah, it's, to be very honest, it's not a case of I can't put boundaries. It's a case of I'm enjoying my hedonism. In a sense, it's just like, I'm just living. I know this is going to be a train smash, but I'm living. And I feel like that's where we have that disconnect now, because it's just like, okay, then why would you want to continue continuing if you can see where it's ending? Because you know where this is going to go. But so rather than like wait till like the crash happens, end it now. But I'm just like, girl, the air is still hitting nicely. Like, let me just, you know.
The thing is, people always say, oh, you stop when the worst happens. Then why are those beggars living on the street? I'm just saying to you, there's not a one shoe fits any Cinderella, foot. So is that is it a desperate attempt amongst Gen Z to find identity and like indulgence? And do you stop to think how it might affect? Because you will be very well aware if it affects someone else, and do you care? You know, when I tried to validate my terrible decisions that I made in life, I would say I am harming myself. Then I would have my sister in tears because she's dragging me off the floor, and I am being dragged by her to hospital. Delusion much? Is it more extreme? And if it's not, I'll move on now. Is that kind of like concern for another person in Gen Z a thing? Does that mean you're a horrible generation? Or, because we don't know, that's why we ask.
Yeah.
What is going on in your heads? Is it more than that? So we can stop stigmatizing Gen Z as these villainous, useless, narcissistic, entitled
bastards.
Well, yeah.
Well, the thing is, I feel like with Gen Z, where our miscommunication happens is, again, and I've said this before in the other episodes, where it's just like we're told we're supposed to be certain things, but then, you know, when we become those certain things, we're then policed on it, and then we just end up being like, you know what, f*** this. I think about how we have our idea of self. How it's been, you know, preached to us that we need to, you need to be yourself, you need to know about yourself, you need to whatever, whatever, like, you know, understand who you are and whatnot. But then the thing is that in understanding who we are, it's easy to say that we should do that, but then we're not taught how to deal with everything else that's going to come through. Because maybe in me understanding myself means that I need to spend time away from you, Chris.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how
agreed.
To. Exactly. Like, I don't know. You come to me and you're just like, Duma, but you're cutting me away. So is this the person you want to be without me? And then I don't know how to deal with that. And that starts leading up to the, you know what? I'm cutting everyone off.
Yes.
I don't need to talk to anyone. I don't need to do anything. Leave me alone. I'm being who I am.
Can I tell you something again? Because I do want this to be a really healthy pass on of great advice coming from someone that is older than you. Mm-hmm. You understand that every thought and action I'm saying up here is no one's business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can only share with the world once you've reached your own like consensus. Mm-hmm. There's a certain time in your life you feel like you need to report.
Mm.
I need to tell you that I'm feeling like this. I need to. It's exhausting and it will kill you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once you start saying, I have a zillion thoughts, especially through growth, struggle, transition, inner like warfare, none of your business, because it's a growth thing.
Yep.
I have not like come out and butterflied yet. What is their business is how you choose in that moment, because where you are in that particular process of yours, to include them in that context.
Mm.
That's all. Generation Z feels like they want to share every moment. I'm swearing a lot. But they do. It's unnecessary because it will be your downfall.
Yes.
Every second thing must be shared. Quote unquote Instagram, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Really? Why? Why? You don't know what you're going to feel in 3 days' time, and we want consistent bitches in this world.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
That's what you will become. Mm. That's also who you are attracted to.
Yeah.
You will also follow that type of leader. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so obvious and so stereotypical that you will end up being an old person. I'm saying to you, with this great amount of insight that we don't have, because we will not live your life with everything that's happening around you while you're identifying as the future. Here's how I want to close it off. For real, you're sitting in my position. What do you desperately want to tell your generation? What do you want to tell them to stop doing or start doing or recognize or be like or start somewhere? Feel something real.
Mm.
Be the leader. Become it now. Don't wait for the appropriate time.
Yeah.
You all are, like I said, I bring it back to the psychologist who said you can waste your time. You are responsible. That's what power is.
Yes.
And I know I'm responsible for somebody else, truly, because of my thoughts. I'm so confident that these are the right, this is the right way of doing life.
I would say, first and foremost, I feel like it's very important for us as Gen Zers to really understand what honesty is and how to apply it to our everyday life. And that starts with us being honest with ourselves. We are very impressionable, and we forget that we live in an age where we have so much access to almost everything in the world. And as much as we take, life is about giving and taking and seeing yourself within other things. However, I do feel like one thing that you need to have, which is of utter importance, is honesty. You need to be honest to yourself. You need to understand who you are as a person. It's not something that's going to be like, you know, this is not an end goal. It happens every day. However, the more that we are honest with ourselves, with what we like, what we don't like, what is helpful to us, and what builds us as people, is the more we can work towards being better people and the people we think we are.
What red flags immediate to come to mind of the dishonesty in this generation? So it's going to be, it must be an upward battle.
You look for some, you look for qualities in other people that you do not have yourself. And the problem is that you're not ready to admit that. Hence, you're looking at it, you're looking for it externally. It's just an example of how we are not using what we have to the best degree, and being honest with ourselves is how we can go ahead to use those to the best degrees.
There was a statement made that divided generations into four types, you know. Yours, the Gen Z, the millennials and Gen Zs, as heroes, right? Okay. The hero will experience, it started back in the late 2000s, right? Okay. But the thing is that you will experience the hardest grief. You will experience the most hate. You will experience a world that is broken because, not because of previous generations, but because the world is, it's slowly deprecating in every aspect. You have to be super stronger than what we were called to be, which was enough for our era.
We don't need to be a copycat of anyone else. We're living in a generation where social media is lying to us, basically. And this is what we want to achieve because we see someone's fake life. Or you got this image of a certain kind of life that you see someone else is living, and you want to have that kind of life.
Can I amend that to that perseverance of wanting to really create a real story?
Mm.
Is that not what you're maybe saying?
Yes.
Like,
to be yourself. Basically, I didn't want to say it like that because we hear it always. But my thing is, That is what life is. You being yourself. Me having my relationship comes from a lot of trauma and having to build a relationship with myself and knowing who I am and my worth. And having to put things in place, having that conversation with my partner and the people around me to create my world, where I can't look at Chris's life or Duma's life or Christy's life and be like, I want to be like that person, because I'm never going to be.
No, you're literally born.
Yes,
like
yourself.
That.
And
you're exponentially.
But this is the reality we are living in. I'm standing next to a Ferrari and I post it on social media, or I'm showing this part of my relationship and I'm posting it on social media, and Duma looks at it and Duma's like, I love the relationship you have with this person. I want to have the same thing. You can't, you know, because you need to have your own. And
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. You talk about pressure of being perfect. The moment you post something, mm-hmm. you're in a great place. Look at me. I have a Ferrari. And then when you don't, and you're not in a great place, the thing is that there's even more. You've now allowed the world to see.
Yes.
You in lights.
Yes.
And now you'll make another excuse as to why you're still in lights.
Yeah.
But because you feel now you've signed it's like a soul contract.
Yeah.
With whatever devil you want to say, And you're bound to proving, appeasing people who don't know. That's the life we live in.
Yeah. Mm.
The important thing is to know that once I step out of that, I do have my own self to genuinely care about.
To the Gen Zers, right? We are, let's like stop being narcissists. Like, that's my biggest thing. Like, sure, it can be about you because you are your own individual self, but we're living with other people as well.
Yeah.
Not everything is so sensitive. Not everything is centered around you. Like, yes, some people want to be islands, but you're not going to survive on that island by yourself.
Right.
So I just want to say, yeah, just like stop being a narcissist. There are other people out there that have various opinions, various standpoints on certain subject matters, and it's okay. We just need to find a way to come together, have a safe space to better understand each other. And also, don't be afraid to like voice out your innermost dark, you know, like just terrible thoughts and feelings, because that's what builds character. Not just the nice, frivial, oh my gosh, I just want to be an overachiever. I want to be the best person. I want to do it great and I want to do it better. But also the nasty part of you,
But the narcissist will do that, will open up to another person, I believe. I feel like I've wasted more time telling you how I feel instead of looking genuinely at the mirror and saying it over and over and over again, Chris, this is how you actually feel.
Yeah.
And it's just, can it register? Then I say it again.
Yeah.
I genuinely say it. I keep saying it. Like I said, even this past week specifically has been one of those moments where I say, but I'm 42. I'm going through what feels like an adolescent feeling.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Where I have to genuinely run that same script. Chris, we know this. We know you. Let's go again through it. Doesn't matter that I've had that book on my shelf for however long.
Yeah.
I should go back and open it up.
So maybe that's something that we should do. We should be comfortable with doing that with ourselves. Yes, it's great to confide in someone.
Sure.
It's great to talk to someone. It helps you. But let's practice doing it with ourselves. Because I think I can say personally, I'm afraid to have those conversations with myself because I don't know. I just feel like, what the f*** am I doing? Yeah. Like, am I really doing this with me? No, I'd rather do it with someone else.
Can I close this off by saying that always believe moving forward that there will always be a cheerleader on your side. It's you. So chappy paper, whatever. It's not. If you realize that, I still have me. I still have me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know he is going to look after me.
Yeah.
And at least he is going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to say, get up. And say, you're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
If you know that cheerleader goes nowhere, it cannot, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It lives in you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do just fine.